Welcome to this Advent edition of the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast from Life Team. Reflections on the upcoming Catholic Mass readings so you can make the most of your Sunday. Here's your host, the Bible Geek, Mark Hart.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast for the second Sunday of Advent. I'm your host, Mark Hart. Let's dive right in, shall we? So I was driving along a highway. I'm not going to tell you where, because that's none of your business. Why are you being so nosy? I'm driving on the highway, and at first, as I was outside metropolitan Phoenix, there's lots of signs, you know, this city this far away, this city this far away, all the mileage. But as I got further and further down the highway and further away from the big city, all those signs with the distances, they became fewer and fewer, more sparse. They were spread out more. It would be sometimes 20 miles, 40 miles between these signs that would give me the distance to my destination. And I started to think, you know, without those signs, and this is, okay, all of you guys understand what GPS is. Everybody has GPS. I'm old. We didn't always have GPS. I came from a time when you actually had to stop at a gas station and ask someone directions if you didn't have a map. A map was a piece of paper that had cities and roads on it. Anyway, before GPS, we really had to rely on these signs. You had to rely on maps. You had to rely on directions if you wanted to get to where you're going. And that really is what I couldn't stop thinking about as I was reading through these readings this week. You see, as we're entering into Advent, we're going to be hearing about these prophecies from the prophets, these visions, these messages that God had entrusted to these men hundreds and hundreds of years before the birth of Jesus. And what's fascinating about the first readings, what's fascinating about the prophecies during Advent, is that many of these prophecies, these prophets, they never knew each other. They were just given little snippets, little details, little things that they had been told by God to say to the people. And as they're relaying these messages, they didn't know how all these stories were going to pan out. They didn't know when they were going to pan out, the exact year, the exact date or place, oftentimes. And they didn't know one another. It's not like prophets were sitting around at like the local coffee shop comparing notes and prophecies. Many of them never even met. And that's what makes the prophecies so amazing, is that these are being written by different people in different places in different time periods. Yet they all are woven together to create this picture in the person of Jesus Christ, the perfect fulfillment of all these prophecies. So for instance, you're going to hear this first reading. On that day, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. Now, who's Jesse? Jesse is King David's father, okay? And if you think of Jesse as the stump of the family tree, then the trunk of the tree is King David, and a shoot is like a branch. A branch is going to come out of that family tree, and a shoot shall sprout from the family tree of Jesse. Well, we know that Jesus comes from the line of David. Interestingly enough, in the Hebrew culture, in the Hebrew language, if you want to be a nerd and a Bible geek, because I like words, the Hebrew word for branch is Nazar, as in Jesus of Nazareth. There's this beautiful allusion to Nazareth all the way back, hundreds of years before Jesus, in the Old Testament, in the prophet Isaiah. Nobody could have understood what that meant. But in retrospect now, because we know Jesus, we know where he came from, we can look back and go, oh, so God was trying to give us these arrows. He was trying to point to the one. How are we going to know Jesus is the one? Goes on to say, the Spirit of the Lord is going to rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and understanding, of counsel and strength and knowledge and fear of the Lord. These are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Holy Spirit receive at confirmation. These are the gifts of the Holy Spirit as completely lived out perfectly in the person of Jesus Christ. So again, these arrows, what we're going to be hearing in the prophecies, we're going to be hearing in these, is that these are the arrows. This is how you're going to know that this guy isn't like any other guy. This guy is the Messiah, the Savior that Jesus promised us. And that's what we have to focus on, is God's promise. As the first reading goes on, we're going to hear that, you know what, these things aren't going to seem to make sense. The lion's going to eat hay like the ox. The baby's going to play in the cobra's den. All these things, you say, wait, this doesn't make sense. This is counterintuitive. This goes against common sense, because Jesus is going to go against common sense. When Jesus comes, upside down's going to be up and up's going to be down. He's going to turn everything upside down. But this is God's promise. You're going to know him. He's going to be completely different. And when he comes, he's going to make all things right. Justice is going to be here. And we go on to hear in the second reading, okay, that you can trust what you hear in Scripture, because Scriptures are given to us by God for our instruction. That's what St. Paul tells the people in Rome. That's why prophecies are so important. That's why the Bible is so important. The Bible is another huge arrow. It's another huge sign helping us get to our destination. And if we actually pay attention to the Scriptures, pay attention to the arrows, what we see is book after book, century after century, prophet after prophet, leader after leader, sign after sign, arrow after arrow, God in the entire Old Testament, throughout the Hebrew Scriptures, throughout the prophets, throughout the law, throughout Moses, God is constantly giving us these arrows that point to who? to his son until he gives us the greatest and strongest and biggest and most random arrow, John the Baptist, the great saint, okay? I call him random with affection. But here you have John the Baptist, this voice in the wilderness, this huge arrow saying, in case you didn't understand, everything the prophets wrote, everything that God's been doing, they're all going to come to fulfillment in this one man, this God man right here. John the Baptist is a huge spotlight that's showing, hey, you know, the spotlight at night showing up for a grand opening. John the Baptist is a huge arrow pointing right at the person of Jesus, screaming at the top of his lungs, it's not about me. It's about him. It's about this guy. Everybody look to this guy because this is the one and only guy who actually fulfills all of these prophecies. He's going to make all things new. He's going to turn upside down and downside up. He's going to make everything equal and level and just. He is the one who's coming to save us, to save me, and to save you. That is worth celebrating, and that's worth contemplating in the second week of Advent.
For more Catholic content, check out lifeteen.com, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and tell your teens to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And remember to subscribe to this podcast for weekly reflections. God bless.